Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 4th, and it's the fourth day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. It's 11:41, so I'm trying to throw this one out quickly so I can get it in the feed before midnight. My topic tonight is the Scooby Apocalypse comic series. I know you heard Derek and Dave and Craig all talk about Heroes Con, and Ken and I were there with them, and my big thing that I was looking for while we were there was the Scooby Apocalypse series. I had read a lot about it, and I've always been a Scooby fan. Read all the comics growing up, and I watched the TV show, and I had to get up really early on Saturday mornings and sit about a foot from the TV with the volume down really low so I didn't wake my parents up and make them mad. So for me to get up early, that meant I liked it a lot. What I'm going to talk about basically tonight is I felt like as I read these, each of the characters had like an alter ego from the original characters, and I thought it was enough to talk about, so there you go. It starts out in Nevada, and there's a complex, and scientists have inadvertently, I will say, started an apocalypse. So the old crew, and they actually have the Mystery Machine, they're out to save the world. I'm going to start with Velma because the series actually starts with her, and she is one of the scientists that was involved with the apocalypse. Not to her knowledge particularly, but she was still there. Feel like she is a character that changed the least from the original series. She's still very introverted. She's a leading scientist, and she did have a hand in causing the apocalypse. She just didn't quite realize what she was doing until it was too late, and she's trying very hard to fix things. She's quiet, but she's also knowledgeable, and her ideas help the gang survive every day. She seems more... I'm trying to think of the word to explain it. She's a little more sensitive. She cries a little more easily, I think. But overall, she is the one that stayed the most true to the original character. The next character I'm going to talk about is Daphne. She is very different. My original opinion of Daphne was that she was pretty much a follower, and she went along with what everyone said, and I always felt like she had a crush on Fred. In Scooby Apocalypse, though, she's a wannabe journalist and a grade B actress, probably. And in the beginning, she is hardcore. She's sarcastic. She's rude. She's pushy. She's mean. She's not very likable. But as the series goes on, she does tend to soften up. The hard shell eventually breaks down to an extent. But until then, she is off the charts. She is very different. And I also think Fred is pretty different because in the original series, I always felt like he was the leader. Everyone followed him. He was in charge. And in this, he's very different. He's actually Daphne's cameraman now. And he's much more of a follower. He's trying constantly to prove himself to her and to please her. And he kind of follows her around and does anything she wants him to do. But when he needs to, he goes off on his own. He does what he needs to do. And he does still have that voice of reason whenever everybody's fussing and fighting. He has that voice of reason that comes and going down. So he can kind of take charge when he needs to, but overall, he's much more of a follower. The next character is Shaggy. And some things about Shaggy are the same, but some are very different. He's still hungry all the time. And he's still very laid back, but he's also more diverse, and he's very open-minded in this, and oddly, he seems kind of level-headed at times, which in the original, I never really thought of level-headed when I thought about him, but he pulls it off in this. He has a lot of ideas, he has a lot of beliefs, he's very accepting of everyone, he tries to get along and see their side of things, but when it comes right down to it right now, he's just trying to survive, and he's doing whatever he has to do to survive and help the others survive. He and Velma go a little further back than the others because he was a dog trainer in the complex. The complex was raising super dogs, and Scooby was the first super dog, and he wasn't very good at it. The other dogs would beat him up, and they were bullying him, but Shaggy earned Scooby's trust when he actually saved him from the really mean dogs, and he taught him to defend himself. So that is how they met. And Scooby is the next to last character I'll talk about. He is a smart dog prototype. He has a chip implant, which explains why he can talk. He's still very endearing. He's bumbling to an extent. He has a lot of the same characteristics like that. But when they're facing the zombies, he is a badass. He can kick some zombie butt, and it kind of startles everybody at the beginning, but he really does. And the very last, I'm not going to say a lot about Scrappy-Doo. I never did like him, but I have a reason now. He's an evil little shit. So I'm not going to go any further into that, but he is not very likable in this so far. So I feel I was justified in my original beliefs. I'm going to end there because it's late. And talk to you tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 Unported.